Well, Americans have always fought for their rights and their country. Like the time they all dumped the Boston Tea. Now 200 years later, they're raiding a grain elevator. And a man named Christ is fighting for soybeans. Seems the James boys all went broke, and it was decided in the courts that the feds would hold the elevator and the beans in it. So this feller, Wayne Christ, stood up for his beans and his rights, and he told old Uncle Sam just where to stick it. Oh, the great soybean raid of 1981. Remember, save the family farm. The great soybean raid in the state of Missouri, where the feds were the real outlaws. Well, Kreitz had legal receipts. They all proved that he owned the beans and was not about to lose them. So he went out with his men from a W.A.M. and went down to the Boot Hill to fetch him. Well, Wayne and his convoy met up with some old good old federal boys where 83 truckloads of his beans had lied. But they couldn't stop old Wayne loading up the grain, because it really was Wayne's right. Oh, the great soybean raid of 1981. Remember, save the family farm. The great soybean raid in the state of Missouri, where the feds were the real outlaws. Well, they roasted up some hogs, chewed tobacco in their jaws, and they celebrated their great victory. And they fought the old system, and they proved it once again that America is still a land of the free. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above a fruited plain. America, America, we'll fight for our soybeans. Oh, the great soybean raid of 1981. Remember, save the family farm. Oh, the great soybean raid in the state of Missouri, where the feds were the real outlaws. All them feds were the real outlaws.